We did a little quick review. Megan Maroney bought one, and we talked about it on iOS today because it does work with iOS, which is nice. Yeah. One of the things she said, and I think you have a fix for this, the watch didn't stay on for her. You can keep the watch face on all the time, right?
You can turn on watch mode. Can you turn off the face the whole time? I'm not sure you could do that.
Oh, so is like a low power mode that keeps the watch face.
Yeah, on. It literally has a watch and a date on it, and you could leave that on all the time. But the more common thing is to enable the gesture. So when you flip your wrist around, it comes on because that's when you look at it. And then it goes off pretty quickly. And, obviously the goal is to preserve battery life and so forth. Yep. So how did you guys like it? What was your...
Well, I had never worn a fitness band before. So this was the very first time I had ever even tried any fitness band. And I liked knowing my steps. That was good. I liked the glanceability, like if a phone call came in or a notification, I could just look like, oh yeah, I can ignore that or I cannot ignore that. I don't really care about the things like sleep monitoring. I'm like, yeah, I guess some people would care. I don't know who, but
a lot of people. That's the new thing. Yeah. You didn't know that?
Have you tracked a walk yet? Have you done this?
Yep. I tracked the walk.
Where it makes a map. That's cool. I mean,
that was fun.
It makes a map of your walk because it has a built-in GPS and then you can upload it. Yeah. Megan liked it, but she's only had it for a few days. She's a fitness person.
Okay. Right. So
she's worn many fitness bands before.
Yeah.
And what'd she say?
I think her full review is yet to come, but so far so good. I think she is.
I think with wearables right now on your wrist anyway, what you have is kind of a gamut. And on one edge of the gamut are like extreme minimalist fitness devices, right? Some of them don't even have displays. Some of them, like the most Fitbits, have like a tiny display.
I love my Misfit. Yeah. It's minimal. And it doesn't do much.
Those things, they serve a purpose. Right. On the far end of the other end of the scale, there was like full featured smartwatches, Apple Watch, the Android Wear stuff and everything. And I think for me, band hits in the middle at the right place for me because it's the stuff I care about and it's not the stuff I don't care about. So it does have the fitness stuff, which I like. I like to track steps, especially. I stopped tracking sleep because it's so depressing. I apparently sleep very horribly. And so thank you for telling me that. but it has, like Mary Jo kind of alluded to, it has just the right amount of notifications. And so when I get a text message, a phone call, I turned off email. I don't want to get one for every email. Obviously, that'd be too much. You could turn it on for Twitter. You could turn it on for Facebook. I like those kinds of things because oftentimes you'd be walking around, the phone's in your pocket or word bag or whatever, and your wrist buzz, you look down, you can see what it is, and then you can decide whether I need to deal with it. And it's neat on that note because if you just had your phone, you might find yourself stopping, pulling it out, looking at it, and saying, oh, I don't really have to deal with this.
Right.
Whereas in this case, you get like a neat little... It's not an essential function, but I think this is the one thing that from the band all the way through the smartwatches does very effectively. Just it gives you that nicer notification where you can say, meh,